Hello?
Hi, this is Destiny with Destiny Support. Giving you that call back that you requested.
Hi, yes. I called because I'm showing a charge from y'all on my credit card.
Okay, may I have your zip code so I can get your account pulled up?
79329.
And that was 79329?
Yes.
And may I have your first and last name?
Esperanza Calvillo.
And I'm still here, just one moment. Okay, will you verify your shipping address for me?
7101 NFM 400 IDALOU, Texas.
Okay, I do see where you have this Evo trainer with us, and your account have already been canceled.
Okay, and but the charge is still showing on my credit card.
Just bear with me one moment. Okay, so it's not showing that you have a refund, but it does show that they have been canceled.
Okay, but I'm not gonna pay that amount, so
yeah, well, that charge amount have already went through.
What yes, I can do, it was made by mistake, and that same day I called the bank, and they said they couldn't do anything and had to go through. So I did inquiries about that, and it says it's been taken care of, but it's still showing on there. And I sent y'all an email, and it says it was canceled, but I need it to be, I mean, because it was done the same day. So I didn't get any services or receive any service. It was a mistake. It was, so I need that to be refunded on there. It's just going to sit there and incur charges, interest, and late fees. And
okay, I do understand what I can do. Okay, so have you already disputed the charge with them?
Yeah, I did, and I was trying to get on the phone with them, but then I saw y'all had y'all's information on there, your phone number, so I decided I hung up with them and called y'all.
Okay, so you're saying that you haven't disputed or you have?
Well, I sent an inquiry, and they said it was already taken care of, but...
Okay, what was taken care of?
What I put on there, that it was that it was a mistake, that I wasn't going to pay for that charge.
Okay, so are you saying that it have already been disputed?
So are you saying that I need to call them, or?
No, I'm asking, have you already disputed the charge?
I filled out a form. Not actually a form, it's just kind of like an email. It just says inquiry on the bank website.
Okay, so what do you mean an inquiry? I'm asking, have you already disputed with your bank?
When the charge was done, and I realized that, like, 5 minutes later that this is not what I intended to do, then I called the bank, which it didn't do me any good because they never answered. So on their website, it has a tab where you can call, put on there about to submit an inquiry, and that's all it says. So
okay,
I just
so
put on this day, I charged this much. I'm on this day, this charge was done by mistake, and I didn't want it to go through. But I know I've disputed stuff before, and like what you're talking about is like a form. I mean, if I need to call the bank and find that out and then call you back, I'll do that.
Okay, just
I just need the charge. I just need the charge to, you know, I don't want to be paying interest and late fees on that charge. I mean, because it's still showing up.
And I'm still here, just one moment.
I'm sorry?
I was letting you know that I was still here, just one moment.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No, I'm still here, just for one moment. Okay, so are you saying that you haven't went through any dispute?
Am I saying that I haven't withdrew?
No, went through with. I'm just have to be sure that there is no dispute.
Okay, let me call them back and I'll call you back. Are you going to be the same one that answers, or is there going to be somebody else?
No, ma'am, which is all I'm asking. Have you already disputed the charge with them?
Well, that's why I was calling the bank to find out, because...
Okay, so are you saying that you never got in contact with them?
Not like I'm talking to you, but only through email. Or, you know, they responded to my email and said it was being taken care of. It had been taken care of.
Okay, so due to you stating that, you have to give us a call back with your bank on the line. And if your bank is willing to drop that dispute or can verify that there is no dispute, then we will be able to start a refund process.
Okay, let me do that. And so how does it matter when I call back? I mean, do I need to talk to you again? Or,
well, anyone that
or
you speak
is it
going to
be somebody else that answers
assist
the phone? Huh?
It wouldn't be me that you get again, but anyone that you speak with will be able to assist you.
Okay, let me write it down because I forget stuff easily. So I need to call the bank and verify, or you said drop the dispute.
You have to give us a call back with them on the line. That way they can verify there is no dispute or that if that dispute... was dropped or not.
Verify there was no dispute. I have to call back with them on the line, you said?
That's right.
How do you do that?
You would just contact them and then call us on the way.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? I don't. How would I do that with them on the line?
Okay, you would just call. You can call them and then give us a call on the way. Or you can have us give them. I'm sorry. You can have them give us a call on the way.
Okay. And then there'll be a refund?
If your bank can verify there is no dispute.
Okay. All right. Let me call. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye.